got money, money, money.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Small Business Concierge Magazine and the Business on the Edge Incorporated. Thank you for tuning in tonight's show. You can call into the show at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. And get your comments, questions on air with me tonight. American history is filled with successes, success stories. The American dream. People, immigrants, want to come to this country for the American dream. We have some debate about immigrants today. Hot topic. But I got a great story for you tonight. And I want to talk to you a little bit about this story and about the evolution of this story. In fact, when I get to the end of this story tonight, many of you will have some fond memories of this particular company, especially if you grew up in this country. But I'm not going to share with you at the moment what this company's name is. I want to engage you in the story of history, American history, that doesn't originate in America. Love, romance, is it possible? A dream that a boy has, a girl that he falls in love with, a company that becomes the heartfelt company in America for different reasons. It goes through transitions. A girl from Eastern Europe, immigrants to America. Immigrants, not a bad thing. Not at all. And so the story goes of a young girl named Ruth, and her original name is Ruth Moskowitz. Moskowitz. It reminds me of one of the Disney films of the little family of mouses, and I think they were Moskowitz. Where are the Moskowitz? Ruth Moskowitz, 1800s, family's origins from Eastern Europe, immigrants, champion entrepreneurialism, artistic creativity, scientific advancement, not in Eastern Europe, here in America. Meets a young man. I'm going to kind of fast forward through the timeline to try to bring you into 2019, but we're going to take some steps. So at about 16 years old, she sees this guy, young guy, walking down the street. And she thinks that this is the most amazing looking guy, young boy, yes, that she's ever seen. His name is Isidore Elliott. Nickname Izzy Handler, a dreamer, a young guy who wants to go to art school. He wants to be a cartoonist, maybe an advertising illustrator. And he's an immigrant to America. His father, Samuel, left home at 16 and immigrated to America around 1906. And so as the story goes, we've got this timeline. And what's interesting about this, everything counts. If you're an entrepreneur, and I want to encourage entrepreneurs all over the country, all over the world, that there's ebbs and flows, and this guy and this girl didn't think that they were going to be business owners one day. They were doing what kids do. They're going to school. They have aspirations. I want to go to college. I want to go to art school. I want to get married one day and have kids and live a happy life with my family. But as history would have it, and as things would go on, these two young people get together by different circumstances. And when I'm done, I can tell you where to find the story. I don't want to go into that history. But they meet. They didn't meet the day that she saw him at that moment. She's riding down the street in a new fancy car, and he's walking, and she's like, whoa, wow. She meets him at her home. You know, the old game, craps. Her older brother is playing, is having a game of craps, and all the guys are coming over to play, and she meets him there. But before she gets there, there's a picture of her on this mantle, and he sees it when he walks through the door before he meets her. Now, she's already seen him, and he's thinking, wow, that girl's for me. She's for me. So is it destiny? Is it fate? Is it in this company today? Is closed in the stock market today at 1360. Did they think that? Did they have any thoughts that they would one day become a household name, a company that they would one day, over several types of events, partners, to become a favorite? And I'm certainly a favorite of this particular company. So let's jump to the 1940s. Let's go to the 1940s of this particular couple. They get married in 1938 and let me just back the story up just a little bit. So they graduate from high school, and enjoy your ride home tonight. They graduate from high school. Ruth moves to L.A., and gets a job, and this is a perfect story. She gets a job at Paramount Studios. Paramount Studios, a stenographer. He goes off to Denver to art school. But they missed each other. He just missed this wonderful girl now that he's grown up with. Pops up in Los Angeles and continues his art student career in Los Angeles. She's working. And at that time, Ruth was making $25 per week. Not bad. Not bad. That's 1938, 1940. He gets a job because he needs to be with the woman that he loves, married at last. And so he gets a job in a lighting. This is interesting. I guess we just never think about how creativity is in everything. As a lighting designer, and he was making $18. It's so hard not to say per hour, just so you know. Per week. And so I thought I would take a look at what that is in today's dollars. A lighting designer today makes about $21.90 per hour versus $18 a week. How times have changed. $53,492 per year. Huge difference. Huge difference. Changing times. So Elliot, after he gets married, his wife says, why don't you use the name Elliot instead of Isidore and Izzy? So he goes along with that, and he uses the name Elliot Handler for the rest of his life. So his name is Isidore Elliot Handler, and now he goes by Elliot Handler. And if you know this story, you know what company I'm talking about. They get a new apartment. They have an apartment that's not so great, and they get a new apartment. Fast forward this story, and it has this garage, And they end up having to pay $10 more. They're not making a lot of money. But it just seemed right. And so Elliot's this creative guy who's making things in the garage. Where have we heard that story? How many companies are birthed? We call them births, new business births, business deaths, out of a garage. And so he's creating these little kind of, and using this material, he finds in working at this fixture designer company for $18 a week, and they have this material and lucite, and I may not be pronouncing that right, but lucite, so it's this clear material. L-U-C as in cat, I-T-E. And so he begins also making these little fun creations just because. And ladies, this is where we get the plastic mirror, vanity mirror. We like the vanity mirrors. So that material, that's what he was using. And this is what this comes from. So in 1938, he's making these neat creations. His wife, Ruth, who's working at Paramount Studios, is a bit of a salesy, just likes sales, just is able to sell. And so she begins to sell these little items that they're making, begin to create a little business out of it. And now they're working out of the garage, and they face their first crisis because their neighbor is like, their garage is always messy. It's always all of this stuff all over the place. And so the landlord says, either you clean up your garage or you move out. Crisis. Crises are opportunities for change. For crisis create, causes you and forces you to come up with other solutions. Think about what you're not thinking about. So they had to find a solution. And guess what? They did. Elliot quit his job, quit school, decided to take unemployment and work for $13 a week rather than the $18 a week. And we're going to go to a commercial break. And when I come back, we'll tell you the end of the story. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Slow money back.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Upside down. And that's how Ruth and Elliot felt. Upside down. What are we going to do? We have to create change because we have this crisis. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking about the American dream, a business that in today's market, a company that has been with us since the early to mid on its journey to really forming 1900s. How do you do that? What does it really take? How do you become a Fortune 500 company, Fortune 1000 company? I guarantee you that the handlers weren't thinking that. Elliot wasn't thinking that. He's just enjoying what he's doing, making a living at getting into entrepreneurialism because of circumstances, crisis, creativity, working for himself and working a traditional job, kind of bootstrapping. Call it bootstrapping when we take money out of our paycheck in a traditional job, bootstrap, put it into your company, get it going. So they have a crisis. And so he quits his job at $18 a week to getting unemployment for $13 a week. And his wife, of course, is making $25 a week. So that's a whopping $38 a week. They talk to a blind guy, blind landlord, and they get their first workshop that rents him space. And when I say him, I mean Elliot Handler, for $50. And I know you want me to say $50 a month because it just sounds right for that time frame. Here's the mind blower. $50 for 6 months.
Say what?
Right? That's if you want to rent me some space today to work out of for $50 for 6 months, call me up. Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I am 408-357-0951. I would be interested in having that conversation. So that's what he does. He takes a chance. He takes a risk. That's what entrepreneurs, that something in you that just kind of won't let you go. And he knows this guy, and he's got his workshop, but he still needed an oven. Why? Because he's creating things out of a material that requires heat. So he asks his friend, Harold Matt Mattson, at the place that he was working, creating the lighting designers, fixtures company. And so Matt's this skilled craftsman, right? He can create whatever. He's that guy. And so he makes this oven for him. And so they go on, and now you've got the means, you've got the equipment. Now you need sales. So you've got Ruth, his wife, the salesperson. They get their first big sale in 1939 for a whopping $500. Elliot's so excited. His hands are shaking when he's writing the order. They make their sale and they continue to make these cool little pieces, and then they get into jewelry design. And so you've got, then they end up having these movie stars wearing these really neat little pieces of jewelry, and so now we're into the 1940s. They have a best-selling product of a little kind of a little design jewelry that women would put on their lapel, and you could put a little flower in it, a little water. 1941, they begin their family. 1942, now you've got these movie stars, Hollywood stars, wearing. By 1943, they're able to large-scale production, 300 employees, 300 workers, South Los Angeles, keeping up with the demands, four stories, four floors of jewelry production. But remember, we're coming into World War II. We're going to go to a commercial break and more when I come back. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Nationwide and get Amber in today.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about the American dream, the real deal, the immigrating to America, the starting a business, starting a life, doing what you didn't know you were born to do until you started doing it. And so I'm going to pick my story up from 1944. We're into the war. And during the World War II, the materials, the materials and woods and things like that, specific types of woods and materials, were restricted. So it impacted the company. It impacted how Elliott Handler was producing, and his partner, Matt Matson. And so they began using wood that was less, they started using another material wood. And I'm kind of jumping fast forward in my story, because it goes from making this, these really neat little jewelry pieces out of this loosened material and lamps, and then they start making, because of the war, making these kind of these collector item pieces, and then they leave the Manson leaves this company that he's working for because there was so much infighting, and so Matt Manson and Elliott Handler, Ruth, his wife, they have a meeting of the minds, and they take Matt's name, Matt, and they take the first two letters of Elliot's name, L, put it together, ta-da, Mattel, Mattel Inc., that becomes one of the favorite, the top toy company in the world. Still, 2019. In October, late October 1944, they come up with the Mattel name. They get their first big order. And now they didn't just start making toys. They were making other things. They were making furniture pieces, and they were making all kinds of other little things, and had these extra scraps and began making little dollhouses. So you never know how the evolution of a business is going to be. Just because you start one way doesn't mean that you're going to end that way. So be open and be flexible to not hanging on to your product so much that you start with that you can't evolve. The lifespan of corporations is about 50 to 60 years, and they die because they won't evolve. We've been doing it like this for the last 50 years, and we don't want to change. And one of our favorite toys, because they saw the opportunities, started making more money because of the toys, the dollhouses. 1959, the toy that debuts that we love today, and that there are so many versions today. I love it. I get to say 1959, Barbie doll makes her debut. This is a great story. This went from one point, one step after another. Where are we at today? We got Mattel today, April 12th, 2019, market cap $4.70 billion USD. Closes at 1360. After hours, down about 2.21%. But basically, the history from 1800s to 2019, you've got a company that deserves our appreciation, our respect, our beloved Mattel. What would we do without our toys? We've bought them for our children. We love it. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220, KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Bay Area Bridges.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Always fun, always fun. This is our section where we usually have a guest on, or we, of course, talk about the Small Business Concierge magazine. And I want to talk to you about that tonight. We don't have one of our concierge guests on tonight, but I want to talk to you about where we're housing this digital magazine. We're excited. We're into April. We're into the Financial Literacy Month. We're going into the Small Business Month next month. And so a lot of good things happening. And I want to just give you an opportunity to take advantage of some of the resources that we have and get connected. So the Small Business Concierge magazine can be found, the digital magazine can be found on our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. And when you get to the website, there's a few different issues that you can connect with in our magazine. So we'll always have all of the different issues. We're going to start preparing for our next issue, which I'm really excited about. For those that are women in business, connect with us, get connected to the magazine, become a Small Business Concierge Advantage member, because our next issue is going to be about women in business, the power of women of the world, in the nation, those that are connected with the magazine. So we are putting a group of women on the cover, and I'm going to do exclusive interviews and stories with them about who they are, where they're from, and women. We just know women are on the rise, so I'm excited about that and sharing those stories and opportunities, and they will be sharing some of their stories, or actually their expertise and skills, their know-how in their discipline. So we're looking forward to sharing some of the articles that they have already submitted to us. So that's one place, and that's where you can really get connected to the Advantage guide to become a member and all of that. We have that out there, and so you can click and choose whatever you want, and then we'll get you into the guide. Now, the guide, the magazine is hosted on Issue.com. Issue.com is a global magazine platform. And I get asked this question often, is what's the distribution? Well, that's the distribution and reach for Issue.com is a leader in digital magazine distribution. That's why we're on there. It's kind of like saying, what network are you on? Fox, ABC, CBS. And so, and we do watch the analytics that we can watch. So to keep the numbers simple, for every 10,000 impressions we get about 18% to 20% reads, and which is great for us because we launched the magazine last year, and our goal was to get 10% of readership for every 10,000 impressions. So we're getting out there. We continue to saturate. There's not a magazine like this, and we're going to start printing copies this month. And when I talk about the hard copy prints, I'm really saying that they're exclusive prints. Those are prints that our customers want. Right? You're not going to be able to find it in Target or Walmart. We're looking at other avenues where we want to place it physically, but in terms of getting a hard copy of the magazine that is printed exceptionally well, we're using a small business printer here in Silicon Valley area, and we like using small businesses. Anyone in the nation can get this magazine. You can get it on your again digitally, or you can order it from us as well to have a signature magazine. And I'm going to tell you, the experience, whether it's online or in your hands, are both just very unique experiences, very wonderfully crafted magazine that you don't roll it up and put it in your pocket. It's something that you put out on in your workplace where you have a reception area along with other magazines. And I promise you, just the design and presence of this magazine will outshine those that are on the table if they are not printed well. It's kind of like having a special edition each time we put this magazine together. So we're really proud of that. And we've got some great, talented people that are working on the magazine, that are designers and our editor-in-chief and everyone that's participating in putting it together. So digitally, though, you can connect with this magazine on issue.com. And if you go out to issue.com and you do a search for small business, you can scroll through, and usually we're somewhere at the top area, and connect and click on any one of our versions of our magazine, Small Business Concierge magazine. And so how are they reading our magazine? Well, 56% of our readers are on desktop, and so we like to be comfortable. 5% are on tablets, and then the other 39% are reading our magazine on their mobile devices. 78% of our readers are picking it up from issue.com. 22% are in beds, which they're going to our website and reading. So we're excited about that. And some of that could be, the embeds really could be links also, that we do little e-tears and get them out there on social media and social networks. And so we are making our rounds. And like I said, it's a global digital magazine. So we've got people reading it in Spain, Philippines, Poland, Bangladesh, Africa, United States, of course. So we want to make a dent on the small businesses that are needing a voice, needing people around the world to know that they're here and to do business with them. That Advantage Guide is a leads list. You can also use that as well. So connect with our magazine on issue.com, ISSUU, or at the Small Business Concierge website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Connect with us. And if you're a woman in business, oh, you want to be in the next issue. So definitely get your Advantage Guide membership in, and showcase who you are anywhere on the planet. Actually, you can connect with us. Thank you for tuning in.
Concierge Magazine, or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
Slow going. California DRE License 012-57567.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the bottom of our show. It's been fun. I've enjoyed telling you your adult story for tonight. Go home and tell it to your children. Teach them about dreaming the American dream wherever you're at in the world, in the country. Kids should grow up dreaming. Or Elliot Handler, Ruth Muskowitz, tongue twister for me, Matt Matson, Mattel, a household name, a toy company that continues to make its mark on the hearts of children all over the world. What a legacy. What a legacy. Market Watch has them closed at April 12, 2019. We started in the 1800s when we started the show. 1800s, the history. Gave you as much as I could. 1330. Market cap, $4.66 billion. Les Brown says this: help others achieve their dreams, and you will achieve yours. And if you really look at this story, they helped each other build a dream. They all had different pieces. Ruth loved the sales part. Matt loved the craftsmanship. Elliot loved the inventions and the creations that he was making. Anyone can dream. Anyone. Dreaming is free. It's great pastime. But it takes the heart of an entrepreneur to have the courage to step out on a risk, to lift something that's bigger than themselves, that dream. We don't always know where that's going to end or lead. I would venture to say that the three of these wonderful people that gave us some of the greatest toys gave us Barbie. Wasn't thinking market watch. Wasn't thinking stock exchange. They were just thinking, I enjoy what I do. I'm dreaming this and I enjoy doing it. Dream big. Encourage your kids to dream big. Look at the history of entrepreneurship in a company and where it comes from. And if you're an entrepreneur, there were ebbs and flows. There were crises. There were disappointments. There was quitting jobs and frustrations and making $18 a week in a position that is $21.90 today as a light designer. Who knew a light designer? Someone's designing them. Change, ebbs and flows, getting up when life just hits you. That's what they did. They kept getting up. And I believe that they were here today to tell us that it was worth it. The journey was worth it. The opportunity to go through everything, they probably wouldn't change a thing in that story, in that history. And that's why they're sharing it with us. And I'm sharing it with you. This is Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. Think big, grow big. Good night.